I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Every year, hundreds of Pakistani Muslim men kidnap Christian, Hindu, and Sikh women and children, many are as young as 12, chained up to keep them from escaping. The men often force both conversion to Islam and marriage upon their victims. Vincent Michael of FMI says this happens so often, it barely makes the news. And there isn't much families of victims can do.
A couple of years ago, I was in Pakistan. We visited a family whose daughter was kidnapped just months before. While we were visiting that family, the family of the kidnappers was outside taunting them while we were there and was saying, if you try to do anything, if those Americans who are with you try to do anything, we'll kidnap your other daughters too.
Many Pakistani people disapprove of this treatment, but change has been very slow. Please pray the gospel of the risen Jesus would change many hearts in Pakistan. Syrian refugees become the crisis within a crisis as Lebanon inches closer to collapse. Lebanon houses the most Syrian refugees in the world, and 90% of them live in extreme poverty. Single mom households struggle the most. 68% resort to child labor or selling their kids to buy food. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama.
When you live at extreme levels of poverty, your thinking is warped. And unless you have Jesus, you're going to go down this warped road, and eventually that road is going to lead to you selling your children, letting your girls sell themselves because they can make money.
Art for Lebanon offers a different path through relief aid and gospel programs.
Our access ministry leads us to build relationships, and that relationship is the bridge for spiritual healing.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Your help enables us to keep bringing stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the Support M&N tab at missionnews.org.